Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to be.
She is our favourite singer. She is Wing, and just because she lives in New Zealand doesn't mean she cannot perform at this weekend's big weekend in Maidstone, because I have personally funded her airfare to fly her all round the world from New Zealand.
Will I tell you something? As if you understand, then I see there's something I want to hold your hand.
And I'm very pleased to announce she is here in the actual studio now. Hi, Wing.
Hi.
How are you?
Thank you, fine.
So you've been here over 24 hours now. How are you finding the UK?
Oh, fine. It's lovely. Your people are very friendly and very help me very much.
Have you just stayed in your hotel room?
Yes.
All the time?
Yes. I'm sleeping most of the time.
So you haven't seen anyone really, have you? Just the room?
No, no.
Now, when you were... I didn't tell you this. When you were checking into the hotel yesterday, okay, there was a lady outside taking photos of you, and she came up to me and went, oh, is that Wing? And I went, yes, it is. See, as soon as you arrived, a fan was there.
Thank you very much.
Now, if your fame got really big in the UK, how would you handle it?
I never think about that. When it happened, and see, I see how I handle.
You start wearing dark glasses, won't you, and a big fur coat?
No.
You'll become a diva.
No, it's the same old me.
Now, Wing, I don't want you to go off the rails if it does happen, like Britney Spears. This is what Britney used to sound like.
Well, I was dancing in dance rehearsal for my second video sometimes, which I just shot. But I kicked my right leg in the air and my left leg was on the ground and it just like totally went out on me.
Now, that was Britney when she started out, when she was 17. And this is her now.
Well, it would be great to be famous, but I don't think that will get me famous.
I don't want you to sound like that, Wing.
No, no.
Don't change.
No, I haven't changed a bit. The only
changing... You might do.
No.
And you're very much looking forward to performing at Radio 1's big weekend?
Yes, I like to perform to all my fans here.
And you're going to be on at 1 o'clock on Sunday on the BBC introducing stage. So you're opening the whole day on Sunday.
Okay.
No pressure, Wing. You'll be fine. I know we're not going to say what it is, but I know that you are planning maybe a special cover version as well, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. That is, I think it is a very good song to bring to all my fans here in UK. And, you know, that song, if I can handle it well, and it give respect to Diana and give a great relief to the royal family, right. And give... much relief to the two princes. This song will make everybody remember their mother so good.
Okay. I think you might have given it away there, Wing, to be honest. But there we are. Now, I did promise that I would pay for your flight, didn't I, from New Zealand to Britain, personally, which I am doing. So I need to present you with this. Give me a second, Wing. I'd like to present you, Wing, with a cheque. You can cash this in any bank in New Zealand for the money that I owe you for the flight, okay? So this is for you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Right. Yeah, thank you that you are so generous to
That's
me.
Okay, well, thank you very much for coming to Radio 1's big weekend. I know that Wing fans cannot wait to see you on Sunday, so make sure you're there if you're a fan of Wing at 1 o'clock on the BBC introducing stage in Maidstone on Sunday. Wing, thank you very much. We're very much looking forward to it.
Thank you. I look forward to see all my fans and all the professional people who helped me so much to come over.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So we've already spoken to one star of Radio 1's big weekend. Let's speak to another.
One.
National.
Radio 1.
Nelly, welcome to Radio 1.
What's happening?
When did you arrive in the UK?
I got here probably last night.
No, I hear you don't like flying.
No, I'm not. I'm not too big of it. I'm not too big on anytime my feet leaves the ground. You just so it's all good though.
Do they do that thing like Mr. T on the 18?
Yeah, they used to have to knock him out.
No, drink this milk, and then you know you're in London.
No, they didn't have to do me like that. I'm a little more easier than that. But
I used to hate flying.
Yeah, man,
it's just not right, is it?
Yeah, something just don't feel natural.
How does that go? How does that big metal thing get up there and
yeah,
stay
you
there?
Know what I'm saying?
I don't get it. Now you're on Radio 1's Big Weekend on Sunday.
Yeah,
have you been to Maidstone before?
I don't know. No.
You're gonna love it.
No, I'm gonna love it.
Oh, you're gonna love it.
I love it.
It's a great place.
All right.
Well. I do need to warn you about the park we're playing in, though.
Okay. What happened?
Apparently, they have rats the size of dogs.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
So just watch out for that.
No, that...
It's just like... It's a Maidstone rumour, but I'm taking it on board as the
truth. You're
taking
it on... until you see otherwise.
Yeah. Now, when there are so many big stars, you know, like, together in one place, like there's going to be this weekend, do you get fights? Does that happen?
Fights?
Yeah.
No, nobody fights, man.
You're just saying that.
Nah. You know, you get a chance to see your colleagues, as you would call them, and you get a chance to reunite and hang out. And
who's got the biggest dressing room?
The biggest? I don't know. Who's headlining?
Well, we got on the Saturday, we've got Madonna and Usher.
Well, that would be the biggest room.
I'm hearing she's got a compound.
She's probably got all of the rooms, and everybody else has to wait till she's done. You know, but man, I'm a huge Madonna fan. Yo, shout out to the new single. It's unbelievable, too. You know, her and JT is killing it. So.
Well, she's going to be out of there by Sunday when you're on, so maybe you could have the compound.
You know what?
I can put a crest in for you for that if you want.
That's what they said. That's going to be a great show, though, you know, with her and Usher and stuff like that. It's cool, you know. Usher's my man, so.
Is Fergie coming over to do Party People with you?
I don't think so, unless you called her. You know, if you're gonna call her.
Yeah, she's been here before.
Yeah.
She said she would.
She said she would?
No.
Oh. Like I said, don't put that out there. If she doesn't pop out, then it's on me. You know?
Yeah. And now I also know that Kelly Rowland's in town.
Oh, okay.
I'd like her to make an appearance.
Kelly Rowland's in town. Wow, that's incredible, man. Kelly's a beautiful girl.
It'd be good if you could do, you know.
That would be hot. That would be hot, man. But, you know, you don't want to give that away if something like that would happen. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, I'm not saying anything about it, but...
It would be exciting if it
You said
happen.
She's in town, so, you know, who knows?
Okay. I'm not going to get anything more out of you. That's it. That's all I'm going to get. Now, I'm bringing a new singer over from New Zealand. Uh-huh. I've paid for her to come over, especially to perform.
Well, you loaded, from what I hear.
Yeah. And... if you do need any help on stage, let's say that Kelly Rowland doesn't turn up, if she was going to in the first place, there's a lady called Wing, and she is always available. She can maybe take Kelly's place on Dilemma if you need. Would you like to hear her?
Yeah. Okay.
Here's her doing Beauty and the Beast. She's on the BBC Introducing Stage on Sunday, opening it up at 1 o'clock. So if you, like I said, if you need any help,
I'll definitely keep that in mind.
Okay.
I'll definitely keep that in mind. But if not, then I'll definitely find a nice young lady from the audience who's really a really big Nelly fan to come up and help me.
Oh, that would be good.
That would be great.
Now, have you decided which songs you're doing?
I haven't really decided my playlist yet. I'm trying to decide that now. But if any of the fans out there have any suggestions or if it's anything that they want to hear, I'm pretty much open.
So you're saying that if anyone listeners could text in, they can make up your set list?
Possibly. Let's try that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have anything out there that you definitely want to hear from Nelly on Sunday, you know, you text in and you let me know what it is and we'll make sure we try to get that going.
Love that. Listen, right. We're very much looking forward to seeing you.
No problem.
At Moat Park on Sunday. Thank you, Nelly.
Hey, anytime, man. Anytime. Let's do it.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.